Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Burt Show.
Kelly has been so patient in holding on for us. Okay. Get her on the voice disguiser here.
I'm scared but anxious to hear who she's attracted to.
I mean, when you do the math on it, y'all, there are millions and millions and millions of eligible men for you to be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Millions. You should be able to be just a little bit selective. But you can't help who you're attracted to, right? It is what it is.
That's
Kelly, you were on the voice disguiser. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I need to know if I am normal.
Okay.
We'll do this from time to time. Like, when you think there is comfort in knowing that there are others just like you, because
mm-hmm.
you think in some cases that you're just like on this island all by yourself. But generally speaking, you're never the only one.
Right.
Okay,
agreed.
I hope so. Well, I'm attracted to my pastor.
Here we go. Here we go.
Feeling a little guilty on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hook up with him. Like, he's married. I just find him incredibly sexy. And I compare every guy that I date to him. And
will you say that?
I don't know what to do.
Will you say that whole sentence? Say, like, your name, who he is, and that you find him sexy.
And remember, we're calling you Kelly.
No. I'm not telling you who he is.
No, you don't have to say his name. Just say, my pastor.
My pastor.
Say the whole thing.
Oh, I'm attracted to my pastor, and he's sexy.
I just had this this talk to somebody not too long ago about this very same thing. And she said that she had feelings for her pastor, because we go to the same church. So, and she had feelings for him also. It's just that she thought he was sexy. He's an older guy for her. It's nobody that she would normally never date, but she gets this feeling when she sees the dude.
Well, I mean, there is something kind of, you know, attractive about that. A man who is, you know, leading the way and a great public speaker and somebody who's charismatic enough to lead a congregation and all that kind of stuff. There is something, there's a quality to that that would be attractive.
Well,
but I think going to church
no
every
way.
Sunday and being attracted
yeah.
I've is been, a little bit, you know, more difficult to deal with. You may have to change churches.
Well, I've been to churches where the pastor is young, I mean, late 20s, early 30s, and then I've been to churches where the pastor, really, I'm not quite sure if he's clinically dead or not. So I kind of want a description. I mean, you can do it generally, but, I mean, how old is this dude? And you know,
I would say, like, he's in his early 30s.
Okay, so younger.
I'm 25.
Okay.
He's fit, he's athletic looking, and he's tall, and he's got brown hair. So, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing that's, like, outstanding. He's just an attractive guy, and he's got a sexy voice.
He's obviously not afraid of commitment.
Right? Great point.
Well, if it's confirmation that you were looking for, I think that people were just assumed that you were going to talk about this because they lit up as soon as you said it was your pastor. Allison, good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it is normal. My dad's a preacher, and he's not, like, a hot young guy. He's, like, 50. But the church ladies call him all the time, especially the single ones, and it kind of weirds everybody out.
Well, I mean, but pastors get, I mean, it's not a priest, so pastors get married, too. So, I mean at some point, somebody's got to be attracted to them and them attracted to, you know, the person in return.
Is your pastor single or is he married?
You know what? I don't even know. I think that he's married, but I've never seen her around.
Then he's single. Pastors' wives.
I mean, does he talk?
Active, aren't they?
Does pastors' wives are visible. Yes.
But he would talk about her in his sermons and stuff. He would say, "My family" or "her." Mm-hmm. But you haven't
heard. There. She's like, "Oh no, don't tell me that." She's like, "I need to in my mind think he's married."
Yeah, he may be single. You may have a shot at him. You may have a shot at your pastor.
That's right.
Yeah, start I have wearing a friend something of a little friend. Sexier on Sunday.
I have a friend of a friend who married a pastor. She lives out west, like I think it's like Seattle or somewhere like that. But she started going to the church, going to Bible study, started really going to Bible study, and then they started dating.
And she found God.
I mean, yeah, mm-hmm.
And then she gave him a rib, so to speak.
Well, and they're married now, she's expecting their first baby.
Well, I mean, yeah, pastors have family, so, you know.
Yeah, they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Holly. You're on Q100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
85.5% of the reason that I go to my church is because of my pastor.
Really?
Yes, and I know the Lord's going to get me, but oh my God, they don't need to make him like that.
Just out of curiosity, what church do you go to?
Yeah, I mean, this is a compliment to him.
Community Bible in Stockbridge.
Okay. Attendance right. will be high this weekend.
And what's the name of this sexy pastor?
Pastor Bo.
Pastor Bo.
Yes,
that's
naked.
Right. I need to switch churches because I keep visualizing my pastor. I'm like, no way, can't be attracted to him. I'm like, there's got to be a sexy youth group leader. Like, not my pastor.
Holly, is it the position itself, or is it just even if he wasn't your pastor, you'd think he was hot?
Even if he wasn't my pastor.
Mm-hmm. But there's that, like Jen said, that sense of authority is up there, you know.
He's in charge. You know,
and I think it's just the overall goodness of mm-hmm. him as a person mm-hmm. has a lot to do with it.
You just want to make him mad? Does he wear a robe? I mean, like, what does he wear? Like, let's get the whole lowdown. So does he wear...
She's gone.
Is he in tight pants?
She's like, I said enough already.
He's dressed like a U.S. volleyball player.
Sweet.
A beach volleyball player.
I need to know the name of that church.
There are no shortage of calls, though. Good morning.
Funny.
We'll call you Amy. You're on Q100. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing good. I'm from Coweta County, and I don't want to say what church, but the first time that I went, I thought, oh, I can't go here. The pastor is way hot. And then I thought, I brought a couple of my friends because I thought, I can't be feeling this. This, you know, less church is not good. So I brought a couple of my friends, and they all said, oh, no, pastor's way hot. He's a bodybuilder and married with kids, but... You know, sometimes Sunday morning.
Nice to look at.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want to dress in your Sunday best.
Have you ever worn anything particularly sexy to church in order to impress him?
Sure, why not?
You have something a little bit lower cut?
Oh, well, you don't really sit on the front row either, though.
Well, I was about to ask, where do you sit so that he gets you get his attention?
He's married.
That's right. But I'm just curious. I mean, if we're going to talk about if it's a single pastor who's good-looking, bodybuilder, muscles through the robe that you can see, then, you know, I wonder what the course of action is. You know, a nicer dress. You sit on maybe not the first, but the second or third pew and, you know, bat those eyes. And
take a little bit longer when you're taking communion.
Right. And wait to the end of the line when you're walking out and shaking his hand.
Like, do you ever when he puts the wafer on your tongue, do you ever bite down on his fingers?
That would give a whole new meaning to that. You know that southern slang?
Yeah.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Oh my God.
Just kind of wrap your lips around his thumb and pull it back slowly.
We're all going to hell. We're getting so many emails.
We're not going anywhere. We're not the ones doing that nasty stuff.
It's not only for the Christians, people. The Jews are pretty sexy also.
Oh, rabbis.
Go on, Kim. Get your sexy on with your rabbi.
Pants off.
I knew you guys were going to say it was a pastor. I knew it. And I called as soon as I heard. I'm in love with my Orthodox rabbi.
Your Orthodox rabbi.
I'm in love with a rabbi.
She's
rolling.
I mean, he's married. He's like in his early 30s. He's absolutely gorgeous. He has four kids. He's untouchable. But my fiance thinks that it's because he is like the forbidden fruit, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just gorgeous, and he's funny, and he's like on Facebook. He's really cool.
Wait, hold on 1 second, because we have another person on another line saying they're attracted to their rabbi, and I'm wondering if it's the same rabbi.
Okay.
Hey, Crystal.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris, you are also attracted to your rabbi.
Oh, my goodness. I'm the same situation as the previous caller. He's smoking hot, smart, funny, married, 4 kids. So, you know, he's totally committed to his family, his wife. Smoking hot.
What's his name?
Multi-denominational.
Crystal, Kim, on the count of three, when I get to three, both of you say his name, and we'll see if it's the same guy, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Rabbi Reed.
No, two different.
Wow,
two different rabbis.
There are women converting right now.
Kim, your rabbi is who?
Rabbi Freitag.
Freitag?
Yeah, he's at REL in Dunwoody.
Well, okay. You better be really sexy to have that name. You better be Freitag.
I have to tell you, I know Rabbi Freitag, and she's absolutely right. He's smoking hot too.
You guys got
wow
an issue.
Chris, who were you talking about?
Fred Reeves at the temple.
All right, Fred Reeves.
At the temple? Like, not even a particular temple? It's just so well known, it's just the temple?
Those in the know, no.
It's the oldest temple in Atlanta. It's called The Temple. It's on Peachtree Street.
Okay. Wait, which one's on Facebook? Because I want to look him up.
His name is Daniel Freitag.
Daniel Freitag.
Yeah, he better be way hot with a name like that. Freitag?
I think it's F-R-I-E. Yeah, that's one of those last names that make you second guess.
Who's the most popular rabbi at temple? The one who can carry 2 cups of coffee and a dozen bagels at the same time.
What are you, like my uncle, dude? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, you were just, really? Uncle, pull my finger right
really?
There.
No.
Is he hot?
No.
Is Freitag hot?
Could be a different Freitag.
That's what she likes. That's what she likes. Good morning, Q100.
Let's see.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. My pastor is the type that takes off his jacket and he rolls up his sleeves and his arms are gorgeous. And it's a little sad because I, you know, get a little hot sitting on the last pew, you know, looking at him, but he's very sexy and he's single.
What's the name of this church? Because women are calling up, want to know.
It's a very small congregation, so I'd rather not say. Okay. I'd be
She's
singled
like,
out.
He's single, and I would rather not invite other women to come.
Yeah, he's all mine.
As well.
Our Lady of Mary Me.
Yeah. She does not need competition.
Lord, look at him, chapel.
Kelly, if you were looking for confirmation that other women are attracted to their pastors and their rabbis, then you got it today.
Yeah.
You there?
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, you got it.
She was imagining what it's going to be like at church this Sunday.
Did you guys hear what she said?
What's
she
that?
Said, Thank God.
Peace be with you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye. Now go get him.
Go get your man. Yeah, he may be single.
Go get your pastor.
And peace may come to you.
Bye, Kelly.
Thank you so much. See ya.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Same. You two are out of control
what?
With this fantasy that
what?
You're going to go to the Olympics
fantasy.
In 4 years.
What?
That's what America is all about.
Our country in an athletic event.
It's about fulfilling your dream.
What is wrong, Jen Hobby? Why do you
Melissa
try to
Carter,
hold
you
me
are
down?
Delusional.
That is not true. Don't let her. You know what?
You know what?
Every
I'm not
one
even
of
looking.
These athletes
I'm not looking.
Competing in the
I'm
Olympics.
I'm not looking at you.
Right now, at one point or
I
another,
can't.
Somebody has said you can't. And,
yeah.
And you know what? They said,
and they
I can.
Could.
And they did. And they
well,
are.
Well, here's the difference. You said athletes.
Just because she can't win at softball during the tournament a couple weeks ago.
And you have a history in medals already. I mean, you've got a built-in resume.
That's
and
right.
I was VIP on my Little League All-Star team back in like the 8th grade. So
see?
I have it in me.
You
I
do.
Got the genes, sister.
I have the love of my country, Jen, in my heart, okay?
And what are you guys going to perfect in the next 4 years?
All right,
all right
decided,
Mrs.
Because...
Miss Cynical. Okay, let me tell you what I found, okay? Because I've been doing research while we've been, you know.
Melissa and I have got caught up in the Olympics, and
yes.
We've both had the same thoughts over the last couple of days, like, you know, for the most part, the Olympics are for like 22 and 23-year-olds, which we are not anymore. But there's got to be something that
Jared
we could
Torres,
still
get. 41, whatever.
Yeah, there's one right there. But you can't take up swimming at our age and think you're going to win a gold medal.
Of course not.
But there has to be some kind of category where there are so few people and so few teams interested that Melissa and I can pick it up and within 4 years be on TV and you could be watching us in London, England.
That's right.
What was that?
London, England.
You're like a little Aussie. Like trying to.
You know what? Your vibe, your negative vibe, this secret that you keep preaching about, whatever, right. I'm trying to use it now, so just, you know, whatever.
All right, what are you guys going to play?
So I was trying to find a sport. My strategy was, well, let me find a U.S. team that is very small, because obviously if it's a small team, that means there's not very many people in the country that do it, so that means that we can make the team. And I did find that there is no U.S. handball team. Handball is a sport in the Olympics, but there is no U.S. handball team, men or women.
How hard can that be?
It's a little. What's handball?
It's like, you take a ball and you hit it up against the wall like that. You hit it, and then it bounces back, and then you hit it again, and then the other dude misses, and you get a point.
It's like racquetball with your hand?
Yes.
Dude, you already did racquetball.
I've already did racquetball, and I got a silver! I mean, come on!
I wonder if there are just no good handball teams, because you have to qualify for the Olympics. So I wonder if they got their arses.
But you qualify for your country to go to the Olympics.
So you would compete against other Americans in order to go. And there is zero handball teams.
Now I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. But according to NBCOlympics.com, there is no American handball team. There are 12 handball teams, and they are not from the United States. So we need a handball team.
How hard can that sport be? I used to play as a kid all the time. I mean,
seriously.
You're here, right? And the competition's right there. He hits it against the wall. It bounces once. You hit it against the wall. If he can't get it on one bounce, then you get yourself a point.
Who are the champions?
Anybody can play that.
But like a total of 12 men's teams will compete in Olympic handball tournament, and U.S. is not one of them. So that was the men's.
Who are the champs? Like, who do you need to keep your eye on over the next 4 years?
I don't know.
What country are we gunning for?
Hold on a second. Let me find out.
I was telling these guys the other day, like, I've only shot a gun twice my whole life. My friend has a target range at his house, and he's got one of those things where the little rabbits sort of go in a circle, and you gotta shoot them as they go along. It's sort of like a carnival game, except it's in his house. And I nailed like 7 to 10 of them, man! And this was
you
on the heels of the Olympics, and I had the thought that, hey, maybe I've got a natural ability here that I never knew until today.
Either rifles or handball.
One or the other.
I mean,
we may be able to
create
where you can put the two together.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless because this is the United States of America and we're going to go win gold in London. But we got to figure out how.
Good morning, Kate. You're on Q100.
Hi. I was watching handball on Saturday, and handball in the Olympics is kind of like soccer with your hands. Okay. And like we think about in a racquetball court.
Oh, I've seen this. It's a different kind of deal. Yeah, she's right. It looks like soccer, except you get to use your hands. And how many, do you know how many are on each team?
No, it looks like maybe 5 or 6.
Dude, I mean, how about?
And the goal is small. It's almost like the size of a goal for hockey.
Okay.
And I think you can't really tell the size of a ball. It's got to be lighter, but it looks like maybe the size of a softball.
So you're saying I have to run.
And who were the countries that were doing well?
Oh, it's going to be like your Brazils and stuff like that, probably.
I don't remember what it was. It was, but it's a very defensive game, obviously. Like, it's not like football where they try to block each other. I mean, it's kind of like, you know how when they do penalty goals for soccer and everybody lines up at the goal line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other team who has the ball runs up there and the defender's trying to block it
I've seen it. You know what? Here's the deal, Melissa. Let's be honest.
Yes.
I mean, our goal isn't to win a gold medal. Our goal is just to get to the Olympics. So if there's nobody else in the country playing this, we can recruit 3 people in the office that we never talk to.
Right.
And have them play on our team. We'll practice for a week before we go to the Olympics. We're the only team in the country.
Opening ceremonies. Opening ceremonies. There we are, walking in, waving. Hey,
Jen Lobby, cool outfits.
Back in the United States, your doubter.
I'm going to be like Yao Ming. I'm going to get this little kid and put him on my shoulder.
Or you could get on Yao Ming's shoulder.
But, I get on your shoulder.
Now, the country is in handball, okay? Now, listen, the United States is not a part of this, so get your competitive juices flowing because France is in there. They were trash-talking us in swimming. We beat them, whatever. Brazil, China, Croatia.
Croatia
has a handball team, and the United States is not. Poland, Spain, Russia, South Korea, Iceland.
Iceland has a...
Bjork cheers on her country, but she can't cheer on yours in handball.
See, the beauty of this is there's nobody playing in our country. So if we form our team today, we are the number one ranked team in the country.
4 years to London, Germany, Denmark, and Egypt. Those are the competitors for London.
Believe it, Jen Hobby.
Y'all are so cute.
Believe it.
Y'all are so cute. Oh, see that?
You're so pretty.
Condescending.
Don't you worry. When we're in London and she is calling us to try to get us on our phone before our big match.
We'll send you a postcard, maybe.
Right. Dream, Jen Hobby.
Yeah,
your problem
I love my country. I love America.
Your problem is you're out of dreams. You're all washed up and you're out of dreams.
The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.